And now for an update to what feels like an endless battle against robocalls. Major telecommunications companies, including AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon, are teaming up with the attorneys general of all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., to stop our phones from ringing nonstop. Included in that deal is more call blocking and call labeling technology for customers, and increased public-private cooperation in tracing calls back to their source. Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge was one of the leaders of the agreement. She announced it in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and she joined me earlier today from the airport as she headed back home. Hello, Attorney General Rutledge.
Good morning. Glad to be on with you. And robocalls are driving everyone up the wall.
They are. I just received two this morning.
Indeed. And they cost our elderly their life savings because, unfortunately, these con artists are so good. And unfortunately, people lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yes. So with that, can you tell us a little bit more about this agreement? And really, more importantly, how this agreement will make sure that these telecommunications companies follow through with making certain that people aren't targeted in this way?
Well, the important part of this agreement is that we are, you know, as phone companies and phone providers sign on, it's important that every phone provider, every carrier be engaged and sign on so that way we can trace back these calls. Because when a call originates out of country and it comes to a telephone, whether it's in Manhattan or in Little Rock, Arkansas, then it goes through many carriers, many different phone companies or carriers transmit that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And we need everyone to use the technology that's available so that way we can track that phone call and it be tagged so we can go back to where it was originated and to hold that person, that company accountable. Legitimate businesses are not making these robocalls. These are criminals, and that's why the do not call list do not work.
So with all of them working together on this, there's more of a coordinated effort to make certain that these calls won't be able to get through.
Again, it's as if we are passing a baton. That phone call is the baton that goes through the system. And so to have all of these phone providers engaged, it's going to take the private industry to be engaged. Unfortunately, government, we just don't have the technology and resources to go after the bad actors.
We're talking about all of the attorneys general on board for this. That seems remarkable. How hard was it to pull it all together?
Well, this is something that every single attorney general and every single state people are frustrated with. And so this is one of our largest complaints. So when we have something of this magnitude that's impacting America, it's attorneys general. We don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat. We all work together for the good of the people in our respective states.
When can we expect to see these changes receive less robocalls?
It won't be immediately, like it's going to shut down tomorrow. But as they sign on these new agreements with their carriers, then we will start seeing less robocalls over time. But I'm hoping that we're sending the message to these criminals that we're going to use everything in our power to stop you from making these calls. This will put even more pressure on Congress to pass legislation to ensure our phone companies are adhering to this, as well as encouraging the Federal Communication Commission and the Federal Trade Commission. They've been great partners, but to do even more to stop this and to protect American savings accounts and their life fortunes.
Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge, one of 50 attorneys generals plus the District of Columbia, announcing a new deal to eradicate robocalls. Thank you so much, Attorney General Rutledge.
Thank you, Tanya. Have a great day.